This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Washington has gained some ground against the banking industry this summer. Former Goldman Sachs trader Fabrice Tour was found liable for misleading investors in a bond deal a couple of weeks ago. And there have been reports out there for days now that prosecutors are set to arrest two traders suspected of fudging numbers in the London Whale fiasco. That's the one that cost J.P. Morgan $6 billion. The Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, wants the bank to admit wrongdoing and pay a fine for that particular transaction as well. So, winning streak for the government or just getting lucky? Here's Sally Herships.
Banks and bankers, just those who are inclined to get in trouble, watch out. Dan Werner is an equity analyst at Morningstar. He says all these lawsuits and investigations mean a new mood in Washington.
It does represent a stronger thrust from regulators, and behind them, I would say probably a stronger thrust from Congress.
To hold players accountable for what happened with the financial crisis. When it comes to punishing banks for misbehavior, fines have been a really popular option. So far, SEC actions have cost companies over $2.7 billion, but bank profits dwarf that.
Banks have seen these fines as a cost of doing business.
Nick Verbitsky is the filmmaker behind Confidence Game, a documentary about the collapse of Bear Stearns. He says fines to banks are like parking tickets to UPS. They won't change a company's behavior.
You might do a very unethical deal that could run afoul of regulators for $1 billion, but if you pay a $100 million fine, there's still $900 million in there.
Verbitsky says what's more important is the SEC's new strategy, pushing J.P. Morgan and other banks to admit wrongdoing, which could mean pricey civil lawsuits from clients and shareholders. Criminal charges from the Justice Department could be an even stronger deterrent. But is it the banks that should be punished?
Just making the banks suffer even more hurts the people who own those banks.
James Angel teaches finance at Georgetown's McDonough School of Business.
Those banks are owned by you and me. It's our pension fund. You know, it's our 401k that are the biggest owners of these banks.
Instead of banks, Angel says human beings should be prosecuted, like former trader Fabrice Tour. Prosecutors have also convicted several people of insider trading, but most are small players. So are regulators making progress against the banks?
We'll believe it when we see the convictions.
One big player who apparently won't be tried, the London Whale. The former J.P. Morgan trader is cooperating with the investigation. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.